Conservationists are mobilizing to save a pot of money that pays for things like trails and access to riverfronts. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Ed Perry is Pennsylvania Outreach Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation, and he wants Congress to reauthorize legislation that funds federal, state, and local projects.
I call the Land and Water Conservation Fund the best conservation program that most people have never heard of.
Perry worked as a biologist at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for decades and says up until a few years ago, he wasn't even aware of the program's reach. The Land and Water Conservation Fund was established by Congress in 1964, and it's funded with royalty payments from the oil and gas industry.
And the purpose was to preserve, create, and ensure access to outdoor recreation facilities to strengthen the health of all Americans. Over the past 50 years or so, there's been like 40,000 projects all across the country that have been funded. Here in Pennsylvania, we've been lucky. There's been 1,500 projects all across the state to the tune of $315 million, like expansions of state game lands, access to streams for fishermen, playgrounds, swimming pools, expansions of rails to trails. Anything you can think to do with outdoor recreation has likely got some Land and Water Conservation Fund money in it.
I believe the land for the Flight 93 National Memorial was purchased with this fund.
Yes, that's exactly right. There's $10 million in the Flight 93 Memorial. Just about all the Civil War battlefields, Gettysburg, Valley Forge, that also has Land and Water Conservation Fund money in it.
So this program is set to sunset on September 30th. Is there really a danger that it won't be reauthorized by Congress?
It'd be like predicting what the stock market is going to do. We never know what this Congress will do. There appears to be still some strong bipartisan support on this. There's no taxpayer dollars in this. This is like a no-brainer for us to take action on this. I grew up, you know, in the early 50s in Cleveland, Ohio, overlooking the steel mills. And my ball field was a weedy field next to a busy highway where we couldn't hit the left field because we might hit a car, break a car windshield. And here today, we have this great program that has benefited so many Americans. This program is the reason why their kids can go to these parks, why we have these great national parks, Yellowstone, the Everglades, Acadia. All of these have Land and Water Conservation Fund money in them.
Well, what do you say to critics of the program, like the Conservative Heritage Foundation, who say the fund has been popular with people who know about it and with lawmakers because they associate it with those local parks, but that it expands federal land and control over land and water that would be better managed by state and local officials?
Well, some of these legislators have advocated that they take over these public lands or sell them off. There has been pushback within their own legislators saying, there is no way that we have the taxpayer dollars to manage these lands like the federal government has done. And the only reason they want to sell these lands off is to open them up for oil and gas drilling, mineral extraction, and timbering.
Perry says the Trump administration's proposed budget nearly zeroes out the Land and Water Conservation Fund. He and others are lobbying Congress to permanently reauthorize it and fully fund it at $900 million a year. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.